Hello everybody, today was day 9 of volunteering at Ortho Neuro, and it was just like every other day. You know, I cleaned tables, set people up on ice and heat, took them off of ice, heat, and stem, and all sorts of stuff like that. On top of that, I actually got to lead a patient through a couple of her exercises while Jamie was figuring out something dealing with this next patient, when she was coming in or where she would be kind of thing. So he, you know, gave me the list of exercises and told me to have her do them. So that was kind of fun, you know, it's just a way to pretend to be a physical therapist for a few minutes and try that out. If I do say so myself, I did pretty well. The successes that I witnessed today were, you know, like normal, people gaining strength and having increased range of motion and stuff like that. So that's always exciting to see patients steadily improve. And you wouldn't think that it would be this quick, but, you know, even in just the 2 weeks that I've been here, I've already seen quite a few people make some pretty exciting gains. So that's always nice to see. What did I learn concerning rehabilitation today? This is something I just haven't talked about. I guess I've kind of picked up on it every day that I've been there. But one of the important things for therapists to know, like during their physical examination, is the disparity between strength and range of motion, of course. But in this case, just strength, which whenever you have surgery, there's always going to be a strength difference right afterwards because of the muscle atrophy. So the muscle atrophy leads to a large strength loss, but on top of that, the lack of innervation, nervous innervation, also is part of that muscle weakness in the affected limb. So one of the things that therapists have to pay attention to is, well, they have to, you know, of course, make sure the patient is increasing range of motion, getting their strength back, but they also have to make sure that their muscles are being properly re-innervated and making sure that the muscles, like all of the fibers in the muscle, are able to fire. So if, you know, for example, today there was a patient who had had ACL reconstruction. He had an autograft from his hamstring 2 weeks ago, and Jamie had me feel each, like the uninjured and the injured leg, the quads, to see the difference between like strength and firing difference. So, you know, you feel the unaffected left quad and it just feels like anyone else, you know, muscular from walking around and like full complete contraction. And then when you go to his left quad, like the first thing you notice is how much smaller it is, and the second is how much less it fires. You can feel like the very middle contract, but that was about all. So one of the things that Jamie will work on with him is getting that quad firing correctly again. And that's an important part of, you know, rehabilitating patients that come through, making sure that not only is their strength equal, or at least back to normal, close to normal, but that their ability to contract the muscles is back to normal too. So I thought that was fairly interesting to share with you guys. Yesterday I finished reading the article on eccentric contractions, and I said that I would mention a little bit more about it. So I asked Jamie today why I didn't see much in the way of eccentrically contracting exercises, or exercises that involve eccentric contractions is probably a better way to put it. But why I didn't see much of that in the office. And, you know, he of course mentioned how it's important for them to actually be used in rehabilitation, because if you don't train all aspects of the muscle, then, you know, the patient is still likely to injure themselves or re-injure themselves after the fact. But he also mentioned that a lot of the stuff they do involves eccentric contracting, but doesn't necessarily only involve eccentric contracting. So, for example, they have these things called monster walks, which basically you have a band around your ankles and you walk sideways in sort of a squatted position, a half squat kind of thing. And so he had me like point out which muscles were contracting eccentrically versus concentrically, just as a way to show that they do use eccentric contractions, but they're just not always by themselves. You know, they're usually involved in other exercises. So I thought that was pretty neat. The next article I'm reading is on dystonia in runners, which I don't really know what that is yet, but I'll let you know as soon as I finish reading it. I know it's a neurological problem, but that's about all. Oh, one other thing that I thought was really interesting today. I read an article on tennis elbow, which used to be called epicondylitis, which just means inflammation of the epicondyle, or the lateral epicondyle of the elbow, since it's the bony part on the outside. I guess the name has changed recently to lateral epicondylalgia, which means algia is pain, epicondyle is epicondyle, you know, the lateral one in this case. So lateral epicondylalgia is pain in that lateral epicondyle. And I, you know, this article was talking about the reason for the name change, and it mentioned specifically that giving it that incorrect name of epicondylitis will lead to incorrect treatment for it. And it used to be that they would use, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to help improve the condition, and it wouldn't really work, and they weren't sure why, because of the, you know, it was an inflammatory, it was supposed to be, supposedly inflammatory. So now, with the name change, they're hoping that there'll be a shift away from that, and that therapists and physicians will realize that it's not an inflammation, that it's more about different tendinopathies in the elbow. So I thought that was kind of interesting to see that, you know, even, you know, you may think doctors and your healthcare professionals are always perfect with what they think, well, you hope anyway, that they don't, that there are still changes that are made to make sure that the care patients get is what it needs to be. I'm sorry this was such a long report today, but that's the entry for the day. See you all, okay, you'll hear me on Monday on day 10 of volunteering. Have a good one. Bye.